Attorney General Chris Coster says he will appeal today's ruling by U.S. District Judge Autry Smith to the full Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. Coster is also appealing the same conclusion reached Wednesday by a St. Louis Circuit judge to the Missouri Supreme Court. Here's the difference in the two decisions. At the federal level, Judge Smith immediately stayed his ruling pending Coster's appeal. But at the state level, no stay was issued, and the AG is not stopping clerks from using marriage licenses while he appeals the ruling. But many county officials feel the St. Louis decision by State Judge Rex Burleson does not apply to all of Missouri. Cheryl Dawson is the Greene County Recorder of Deeds.
He actually was very specific in that judgment that the recorder of deeds for the city of St. Louis has the authority to issue marriage licenses to any same-sex couple.
Dawson says same-sex couples can receive marriage licenses, but they'll have to go to St. Louis. In the meantime, her office will await the appeals court's rulings.
We're just waiting to see what decision comes down from there. Because, of course, as you know, it's in the Missouri Constitution. It's also in the statutes that guide us as recorders.
But Tony Rother, legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri, says this shouldn't be the case, since the state was a party in both of the lawsuits.
There's no question that excluding gay and lesbian people from receiving marriage licenses is unconstitutional. And it shouldn't take litigation against each recorder of deeds to make them comply with the Constitution. But if it does, then that's what will happen.
The question of when a decision will be made for the entirety of Missouri is still up in the air. Rother said the issue has moved too quickly for him to predict. For KSMU News, I'm Anna Thomas.